My name is Danny Miller. I'm 14 years old. Today is December 25th, and I'm speaking with Joyce Quinn, who is my grandmother. We are recording this interview in Los Angeles, California. Can you tell me about your grandparents, your great-grandparents?
Okay, about my grandparents, on my mother's side, were actually my adoptive grandparents because they adopted my mother and my aunt.
How were they, like, how did they help you in your life?
Oh, they were wonderful, loving people. I have many good memories of them.
Can you explain one of these memories?
Yep. My grandmother had her bed right next to a window. And whenever I stayed with them, in the first thing in the morning, I would go down and get in bed with her and look out the window, and we would see what was going on. And especially the first time I ever saw snow.
That's really cool. Mm-hmm. And what about your great-grandparents?
I never knew my great-grandparents on either side, either adoptive or, born into, because they are all gone now, and they were pretty much gone when I was born.
What happened? Like, what was the situation with your mom being adopted?
She was born, I believe, in Kentucky, and her father's family was from San Luis Obispo and had a farm and orchards and things, and her mother was French-Canadian, and the two of them met somewhere in California when she was waitressing.
That's really cool. Should we move on to the next question?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
Okay. I have to tell you, very bright. Everybody said I was. I was cute and talented, dancing and acting and could do arts and crafts. And people told me I was just sweet and precocious. Got along with adults.
That's good. Where did you grow up?
Okay, I was born in Pasadena, California. And we spent a lot of time in Pasadena and Alhambra around there because of family. And we also had a beach house in Balboa at Beacon Bay. So I spent the good weather down at the beach and most of the rest of the year in Pasadena.
Cool. Can you tell me about two people who have been the biggest influence in your life?
Now, the influence, again, was probably my grandmother. Let me think. I put that into so many words. Two people that had really big influences on me. One was my grandmother that I spoke of before. And just, she was so loving and kind and wonderful. And my own mother, who I've had differences with since the get-go.
Can you explain some of these differences?
She was very into material things, money in particular, and she used people to get influence for her.
Okay. Tell me about a teacher or other adult that had a big impact on your life while you were growing up.
Well, one was a friend of my mother's. Her name was Medora Motley, and she took me under her wing at times when I wasn't getting along with my mother, and she was the one who taught me a lot about, like, sewing and arts and crafts and made me appreciate them, but she also could show me what to do, how to do things.
That's good.
Now, should I say a teacher?
Yeah.
And again, this teacher that I would say probably had one of the biggest influences on me was Mr. Poi Poi, P-O-E-P-O-E, and he was Hawaiian. And he taught at Punahou School, and he was one of my favorite teachers. He got me into drama, and he did not put up with a lot of guff I could have gotten away with other people. And he was one of the first men that I knew was gay, but at the time I didn't know he was gay until I was actually in college and realized that he had been.
That's cool. Of the people you've lost in your life, who do you miss the most? What is it about them that you miss?
Okay. don't know if I should tell my granddaughter this, but one of the people that I really miss the most was my first love that I had in high school, and we were engaged when I got out of college, and we never got married, but we stayed friends. And the other one is my husband, who passed away about 5 years ago, and he took me as I was. He didn't try to change me or anything, and he let me be me, and it worked out.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
What did you miss about the first one?
The first one, it was a feeling I had anytime I was talking with him. We just talked 24/7. We could talk about anything, and he was a very kind person, and he just never put anybody down. He just helped me learn to put up with faults in people.
That's really nice. And what do you miss most about Granddad?
Oh, yeah. You're going to make me cry. We were companions. As much as it was romantic when we met, as we were together longer and went through some very uncomfortable stuff with both our families, I just miss his companionship and the things that he taught me that we did together.
That's nice. What are you most grateful for? This is like kind of like a Thanksgiving question.
It's like, okay. I really feel like even though I didn't get along so well with my mother, one thing she was very good at was getting me a good education, and that was going to Punahou in Hawaii. And then when I graduated and went to college, I went to University of the Pacific, College of the Pacific. And the experiences I had along with the education were just, they couldn't be bought. They just happened. They were just wonderful.
Can you explain one of these experiences?
I think probably one of the good times I remember feeling really good was the birth of my daughter, Barbara. And then the birth of my son, because I gave my husband a son. It was important to both of us at that point. Yeah.
That's good. Can you tell me about one of your happiest memories?
Again, that was the birth of kids. The first one has to be the birth of my daughter, Barbara. Yeah.
How is this different than the birth of Uncle Jimmy?
Well, when Barbara was born, I didn't know anything about babies. I didn't have brothers or sisters, and I didn't have any young cousins or nephews or nieces or anything. And by the time Jimmy was born, hey, it was old hat. I knew what babies were all about. It was nothing new. Nothing shocked me. Yeah.
That's good. Can you tell me about one or two people who you remember who have been particularly kind to you in your life?
Again, back to my grandmother, my adoptive grandmother. I was a family friend, and at another time when I was older, finished college but not married or anything yet, there was a family friend and his wife. I could talk to her about anything, and she didn't tell my mother or my dad what I was saying, and because some of it concerned them, and she was kind that way. And another thing I did, I can't name a whole lot specifically, but especially since I lost my husband, there have been a lot of older people, women, a few men, who have been very kind and understanding, and who just treated me with love, and that just was saw me through a lot of things.
That's really good. What were some of like these efforts of kindness that they did?
They became members of my immediate family. They took me into their families, and I was allowed to bring them into mine, and I can't really think of it was just feelings of kindness and acceptance, just taking me in and understanding what I was going through.
That's really nice. Yeah. If they were here today, what would you say to them?
A big thank you, and I love you.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
Are any of them here today?
Two or three of them are, but unfortunately, as they're getting older and I'm getting older, we've lost a little bit of contact. It was good at the time. I needed them or they needed me for some reason, and it worked out. But a couple of them are ill and can't, you know, don't communicate that well.
Huh. Should we move on?
Yeah.
Okay. What are you proudest of, personality and professionally, in your life?
Okay. First of all, the proudest I am is of raising my two kids and how they've turned out, my daughter and my son, and that they have their children now. And I see a lot of the stuff that I raised them with that they're raising their own children with, and it just makes me feel good.
What about professionally?
Professionally, I did go into the broadcasting business like I wanted to, first of all, before college and then after college. And it was shortened up a little bit by the fact that I got married and had a couple of kids. But the experiences I had in that profession helped me when I became an assistant in the special education department and was working with other adults and parents of a lot of the kids that I had to help.
Can you explain what happened, or how you got into the special education department?
Yeah, when I was raising the kids, one of the things I did was I was in charge of what they used to call hot dog day at the kids' school, and from there, I met some special ed teachers who told me I would make a good aide, and for me to apply. And when I applied, they just told me, oh, okay, well, you're fine, your education's fine, but you need some practice, so why don't you become a substitute? And I substituted all over Marin County and got recommendations toward the time that my kids were getting out of school so I could go into it more. And I got a lot of requests, so I had a lot of choices of where I wanted to go where I wanted to go, which type of schools. And then as I met more people, again, I had more choices. Mm-hmm. I was more comfortable going there. Yeah.
Where did you end up?
I ended up working with pretty much what we would call, or we used to call, juvenile delinquents. And they lived in group homes and reformatory type things, or they lived at home where they were getting a lot of psychological help. And the part I liked best was working with these professionals and then helping these kids at the same time to get their education. Because as I mentioned earlier, I really appreciated my education. Mm-hmm. And I was able to create a better foundation for them to want to be educated.
That's really nice. Yeah. How did this impact your life?
The best way it influenced my life was I felt like I had helped other people, especially young people, who had come up through circumstances that nobody would choose, but they ended up with, to get an education and to have them realize that an education was important. And I ran into several of the kids that I worked with over time after they had gotten out of high school and then out of college.
How old were your kids when you started working?
When I started working, they were in third grade. So they were, if I can remember exactly, 8 and 10 probably.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And just for influence, I just ran into at a bank a few days ago a gal, and I walked in and she looked at me and I looked at her, and we knew each other, and she said, I know you, and I said, I know you too, and she had a name tag. I said, Paula, I know you. Well, she'd been a girl that had gone to a different part of the special ed department. And I said, you used to have the teacher, and we couldn't remember her name and whatever, but we got to talking about other people and some of the kids I knew. And I said, well, did you finish high school? Did you? She said, yes, I did. I graduated high school from there. We're still trying to think of this lady's name. We couldn't, who was very good. And it turned out that my friend that I was just re-meeting, young gal, had gone from high school from there to college. She'd gone to nursing school and had worked for nursing for a couple, 3 years. And she decided to come back to Marin County, where she had had her early years. And she had decided that she was going to go back to school and to get a business degree. And she ended up getting a business administration or business degree, anyway, and had been working at several banks. And just this was the latest bank that she was working at. And she just has more ambition now, and she wants to get into the business field of daily work, daily life. And I'm just really proud of her.
That's right. Yeah. Last question. Can you tell me about the dumbest thing you ever did in your life?
Oh, boy. I'm sure I've done many dumb things. If they were the dumbest things I could have done, I probably cubbyholed them and I can't remember them now. Dumbest thing. I really can't remember, and it could be that I put it aside. I've just ignored it because it was going to upset me if I thought about it too much. Dumbest thing.
Or a dumb thing.
All right. A dumb thing that I did do that taught me a lesson, and it was in early college. I talked behind someone's back, not very complimentary, and a friend of hers heard me and challenged me on it.
Challenged you to what?
Well, she challenged me. She said, did you really mean what you said about so-and-so? And I was being very critical of somebody.
Oh.
That was a friend of hers, and she thought was a friend of mine. And I didn't say anything that was secret, but I just didn't compliment her very much. And I was very, and I felt badly about it. You have to always be careful where you say something and what you say, because there may be somebody that will overhear you that will not like what they hear.
Did this, like, affect your friendship with that person?
Yes, it did. It did.
Do you remember any other dumb things that you did?
Silly thing. Some things that I learned lessons from that were dumb and silly. I often spent money that I shouldn't have.
Yeah.
Overspent. But, I mean, that's just life you learn.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see what else. I probably did what turned out to be dumb or stupid things that I had to do like everybody else in order to learn lessons and to grow up and to be an adult. And I probably did things at different ages that I would look back on and go, how could you have done that or said that? But I think I mostly did, except for a couple times I've hurt people's feelings. Pretty much I just did the things that everybody does to learn the lessons.
That's really good. What are, like, your favorite hobbies?
Oh, my favorite hobbies. Well, one thing is I love to gamble. I like to go to Reno and some of the Indian casinos and everything. I love to gamble on the slot machines. I love to play blackjack. I love to sew. I love to knit. I still love to sing. That was one of the things that I did.
Oh, yeah. Can you explain your singing career a little bit?
Okay, singing career. Well, mostly when I did sing, it was through the teacher, Mr. Poi Poi. He did a lot of drama stuff. He gave me a good start. And my mother had played concert piano, and she accompanied me a lot of times when I took singing lessons, and I would practice, and we had a baby grand piano, and so I would sit there or stand there, and she would play the music, and I would sing with her, playing. The thing was that it got me into plays, and in a little sort of esoteric way, when I went to college, I happened to mention to somebody, and somebody mentioned to somebody else, that I was of a religion, and that they were looking...
What religion was it?
Christian Science at the time. And they were looking for, in their branch of the church up there in Stockton, they were looking for a soloist. And so for 3 years, I sang solo at their church services in the morning.
Wow. Yeah. You also mentioned to me sometime last night about, what was it, your radio station?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, what I majored in college, I was able to, at the college I went to, or the university, was... they called it speech broadcasting. It was under the speech department, but it was broadcasting, and they had a radio station on campus. It used to be KCOP, and when the university became, or the college changed to a university, it was KUOP. And they just did a lot of teaching about background stuff and a lot of how to be on air. I did a program once a week where I featured show music, show tunes, and gave the background on either the play or the show or the music, what do you call them, the choreographers or the orchestrators or somebody who did that. And through that, it was part of the drama department. When I got out of college and I came home to Hawaii, I went to work for the radio station that was in the international marketplace. And I can't remember if they had call letters. But I did more of the same thing of doing show tunes and spinning those like a DJ.
Yeah. I also know that you really like to read.
Oh, yes, I do.
What are your favorite books?
Well, I don't know if I can say favorite books, because that's a whole lot of stuff. I like romance mysteries. I love mysteries. I like science fiction. I like fairy tale type things. And... kind of futuristic space stuff, but mostly I really like the romantic mysteries. All the popular authors.
Did you do any work with books, or were you ever a librarian or anything?
I worked at both my high schools and my colleges in the library. I was able, but I mean, I knew the Dewey Decimal System, and I did books, but I also helped kids find things for research and that kind of stuff. So that's as much as I did.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions for me?
The purpose of this interview is so that I'm on record
for
a class topic, something that would go so people would know who I am, or just as a reference?
It's like for the whole ninth grade at my school, we have to do this interview.
Uh-huh.
And then, it's on this app.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes to like something like Library of Congress.
Yeah.
So then like 100 million years from now, it can be like used as a primary source.
Oh, so it gives you an insight to what people were like.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Did we get enough time? I mean, did we use up enough time?
Yes.
Cool.